Thousands are still homeless in Bangladesh. The religion law in Turkmenistan stalls, and a new adoption bill could help Haitian kids on their way to meet Christ. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 9 months after Cyclone Isla tore through Bangladesh, more than 200,000 survivors are still homeless. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says people are aware of their vulnerability as the seasons advance.
They're so scared. Now the monsoon is going to start again, and the government hasn't done anything to protect the people.
Areas affected by the cyclone are prone to flooding. Families are trapped and dependent on aid.
Why they can't move away? Where they can move, that's the question.
Yohannan says it's an overwhelming task, given how slow recovery has been.
We say to ourselves, one at a time, let's do what we can right now to bring hope and help and lead these people to the Lord and give them encouragement to pray and give all the help we can.
Their team continues to meet needs with a singular focus. You can help.
Give them food or clothes and shelter, but make sure we preach the gospel and pray with these people and lead them to the Lord. And that's one of the priority we have among our workers at this time.
Next, although the Turkmen government announced plans to revise the religion law, work on a draft hasn't begun. The two-year delay means a status quo, says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Until something new comes out, they still have basically what's in the law right now. And even though there is freedom of religion that's listed officially, in practice, it proves to be a much different thing.
Though the proposed new law was a priority in 2008, human rights issues may have played a role in the delay. For the existing church, he says,
we need to lift our brothers and sisters in Christ up in prayer in those countries and continue to hold up the ideals of being able to worship and proclaim the gospel freely.
Griffith says the legislation's been pending for some time. Watchdog groups are concerned with good reason, citing Forum 18 News.
This government official allegedly said that even if this new law was to be developed and passed, this is a direct quote, says nothing good for you will come from the new religion law.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Haitian government has released 8 missionaries detained for attempting to take children from the country illegally. While this hasn't affected Bethany Christian Services adoption ministry, spokesman John Van Valkenburg says,
more than anything, the situation with a group from Idaho has just brought more attention to child welfare situations and the importances of following foreign law.
Though new adoptions are currently closed, thanks to the Haitian orphan placement effort, kids orphaned before the earthquake might be adopted legally.
What the HOPE Act is looking to do is to expand humanitarian parole to children who have not yet been matched by a family but been declared an orphan for adoption.
If passed, adopted kids will have a new home and exposure to the message of Christ and the hope he brings.
I think what people see through all of this is that God's will is being done despite the disaster.
Meanwhile, one fourth grader started a campaign to comfort kids in Haiti. After seeing the devastation the recent earthquake produced, 10-year-old Krista Wood felt she had to do something. Wood originally held a drive at her school to collect stuffed animals, but drop-off centers quickly sprung up at several major stores and businesses. Wood's faith in action has raised almost 600 stuffed toys, which will be sent to Haitian children with other aid from Buckner International. And at a recent book fair in Cairo, Egypt, young viewers of Sat7 Kids, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, had the chance to meet one of their favorite characters. Issam, or Mr. No, answers kids' questions on the show, Why Is That? As thousands of kids lined up to get his autograph, Mr. No was encouraged by the tremendous response because it showed kids were tuning in. At a young age, kids in many closed countries are hearing about Christ's love and his plan for their lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.